Yesterday morning was quite an active day. I had a good morning session for writing, and then in the afternoon I spent some time with Joy Garanga Prabhu, then went out to a Namhara program, came back, met with two groups of devotees, discussed some other details of layout plans for Navabhadra Mahima. It was a busy day, and this morning followed that up with a good morning of writing, and this afternoon we'll be doing brainstorming for our VIP preaching with Damodar Prabhu and Dharmishtha, and then after that I'll be meeting with some of the other preachers who help with our 1% tax campaign, and see how we can continue to cultivate their contacts further. And then tomorrow's another day, and after that, off to London for GBC meetings. I'm concerned about maintaining the good writing pace that I have now, 5, 6, 7, sometimes 8 pages a day. Okay, let me touch on some relatively short questions with short answers. And having said that, remind devotees to send in their answers. I'm sorry that sometimes I'm a little remiss and I leave answers or answering questions to sometimes weeks or months later, but sooner or later I will get to them. And here is a question from Bravinan Varatanathan, good South Indian name. And he says, Maharaj, could you please instruct me on the prayers that should be sung when waking Gornitai? And if possible, can you sing the prayers so I can follow you when I carry out my devotional services unto them? My suggestion is that these prayers can be readily found in our two-volume Archana Pradip, which is ISKCON's standard for deity worship. There's also abbreviated books on deity worship that precede that, and all of them give mantras for waking Gornitai, which should be chanted by the Sevite. It wouldn't really be right for you to be listening to me chanting the mantra while waking the deities, because you're the one who needs to do that. So my recommendation is, please look these up. I'm in Budapest, and I don't have these books in front of me, so I can't read them to you. And in the absence of that, as Srila Prabhupada himself said, the essence of waking up the deities, as with every other type of mantra for deity worship, is the meaning of the mantras, which should be known, and especially the mood or the bhava. So Prabhupada said, if you just say, my dear Lord, please wake up with love and devotion, they'll wake up to that. They understand English as well as they do Sanskrit, but they understand love and affection more than anything else. I still have this great question sitting here from Urmila Devidasi, which I'm going to answer sometime down the road. Mataji, it's just that it requires for me to actually sit down and plan the answer, not necessarily something I'm going to give off the cuff. And time is at a premium at the present day. Here is Chaitanya Priya Devidasi, Madhusudan's daughter in Coventry, who is asking, in the Bhagavatam it says, the living entities who are expanded by his internal potency are eternally liberated persons, whereas those who are expanded in terms of the material energies are eternally conditioned souls. Does this mean then that we as eternally conditioned souls were never with Krishna in the first place? This is getting back to the often asked, a very topical question, did we come from the spiritual world or not? And you've heard my answer to this, which has been to say that Srila Prabhupada has answered that question in both ways, and whereas many Vaishnavas seem to emphasize that we were never with Krishna, and sometimes overemphasis is given on this, making this into really heated controversy, which neither Srila Prabhupada nor his godbrothers nor anyone else did, or any of the predecessor acharyas. Therefore, because I haven't done any personal research to come to my own conclusion, I reply that Prabhupada said both. At present, I leave it in the realm of the unresolved issue, which appears contradictory to a puny mind such as mine. And therefore, I'm following Srila Prabhupada's instruction in one of his letters where he said, don't trouble yourself too much over this. And more to the point of this question, the issue may also be addressed from how Srila Prabhupada defines this word, eternally liberated and eternally conditioned. Whether it's eternally meaning really in the literal sense of the word, that forever, anadi, without any beginning, or whether it's something that is since a long, long time. It's so long that it's almost eternal, but it does have a beginning. But that question itself is the linchpin of the argument of were we ever with Krishna and his lila or not. So I just leave it at that, which may or may not be satisfying to Chaitanya Priya and the listeners, or some other listeners. And there's another question from Chaitanya Priya, who's asking, what does it mean to serve and worship the lotus feet of Sri Hari as in the song Vajrahure Mana? It means different things. Sometimes serve and worship means to just serve and worship Krishna, and lotus feet is meant to be the appropriate and reverential way in which you're approaching Krishna. So you say, serve and worship Krishna's lotus feet means serve and worship Krishna, and in the myriad of ways that Krishna is worshipped, whether by preaching or deity worship or chanting his holy names, it all comes under the general category of serving and worshipping the Lord's lotus feet. There is specific service and worship to the Lord's lotus feet, like the cowherd boys or Lakshmi Devi massages the lotus feet of the Lord. The anga of deity worship, the anga of devotional service known as padasevanam, which includes, for instance, things like parikrama and worshipping the lotus feet of the deity. That also comes under the category of serving and worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Hari. And she asks, how is this different from remembering or meditating on his feet? Yes, there are the different emblems on the soles of Lord Krishna's feet, Srimati Radharani, Baladev Ji, and his associates, devotees who meditate on those symbols. They're also serving and worshipping his lotus feet with their mind, with their remembrance. All of those include that. And I hope that's